Now, friends, I'll begin reading at verse 6 through verse 7, and I'm reading from my translation. And he said unto me, they are come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit these things, and I will be God unto him, and he shall be the son to me. Now he says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and that identifies the speaker as the Lord Jesus Christ, as he was identified like that in the first chapter of this book. Now, believers in their new bodies will thirst after God and the things of God, and they'll be satisfied here. We're told he'll give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life. And you remember he had said in Matthew 5:6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. All believers are overcomers by faith. He that overcometh shall inherit these things. Well, all believers are overcomers because of faith. In 1 John 5:4, I read, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And all the sons of God became sons through faith in Christ. But as many as received him, to them gave he the exousion power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, John 1:12. And they inherit all things, because this was promised to the sons of God. In Romans 8:16-17, I read, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And then here is an interesting expression. I will be God unto him, and he shall be the son to me. Now, the son to me is in the Greek, moihoios, a very unusual expression. In fact, Vincent calls attention to the fact that this is the only place in John's writing where a believer is said to be a son, a weos, that is, in relationship with God, and God says it. And here, he says it. Believers in the church are one of the peoples of God, but they are moa. They are the sons of God in a unique and glorious fashion. And as we've seen before, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now I read verse 8. But for the fearful and unbelieving and defiled with abominations and murderers and fornicators and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars, their part shall be in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now there are several amazing features about this verse here. First of all, the creation of the new heavens and a new earth did not affect or change the status of the lake of fire and of the lost. They are going into eternity just that way. In the second place, there's no possibility of sin which made man become fearful, unbelieving, and lies and murders and all the rest ever breaking over the barrier into the new heavens and the new earth. Sin and its potential are forever shut out of the new creation. And finally, the lake of fire is eternal, for it's the second death, and there is no third resurrection. It's eternal separation from God that we have here, and there's nothing as fearful and frightful as that.